So a short seller is somebody who sells shares that they don't own. So for example, let's say take BHP. You could borrow shares and sell them on the basis that you will buy them back. You have to buy them back at some time in the future. You're hoping the share price will fall. So if you sell BHP at $25 and BHP falls to $20, you buy them back at $20 and you make $5 a share. So basically you're actively hoping that the share price is going to fall.
And with this report by the Glaucus Research Group, it's been described as activist short selling. What's that?
Well, activist short seller just means they're probably a bit more aggressive. So what some groups might do is that you would sell shares, so you borrow shares and you sell them, and then if you can put out a report, or if you can then get some information published, or indeed if a report comes out that is negative for that company, obviously other people will start selling that company, which benefits your position because you want to buy these back cheaper. What people don't realise always with short selling is that you can definitely lose money doing it. So, for example, if you sell your shares and the shares go up, you have to buy them back and then you've lost money on doing it. So it's not a guaranteed way of making money. You only make money if the share price falls. And I would argue that you can only properly make money on short selling if it's a bad company, because you know if you short sell a really good company, the share price is going to go up and you're going to lose money. But what, unfortunately, you know, some companies can, I don't want to say manipulate, but you know, if you put out a negative report, then and that gets some traction, the share price will fall and you'll make money. So that's what an activist short seller will do. They will sold it, then they will actively promote the fact that this might be a bad company.
Is this a practice that we're seeing more of?
It's actually always been going. It's more prevalent in the US, and in fact, there's some very high-profile and famous cases. You know, when companies back in the tech boom, companies like Enron, and you know, a lot of those major tech companies that were bad companies and end up going broke, were actively short-sold. I think the diet company, I can't remember what it's called, but there's the big diet companies that have been actively short-sold in America as well. It's certainly not as prevalent in Australia. No, I don't think there's more of it, because when markets are going up, it doesn't really work. You know, if markets are going up, you lose money. The famous ones a few years ago was things like ABC Learning, if you remember the childcare centre. Mm. The director there was quite famous for blaming short sellers for his share price falling. He said, you know, these short sellers are wrecking my share price. Well, the fact was that was a terrible company and it went broke. It wasn't the short sellers making it a terrible company. So you need to be a little bit careful that sometimes companies will blame short sellers for the fact that the company's not going so well. You know?
Well, how did TFS, now known as Qantas, how did it end up on the radar of this activist short seller, do you think?
I don't know, I'm sorry. No, I haven't actually read the specifics of that. But the activist short seller may have identified something that they don't like that is structurally wrong with the company, and they might be publishing that. Now, whether that's right or wrong, I've got absolutely no idea. I'm sorry. Mm. I can't comment on that.
Gerry Harvey's been quoted in The Australian today describing short sellers who spread falsehoods as criminals who should be thrown in jail. What's your thoughts on that?
It's no different to, anyone who spreads falsehoods in markets should probably be thrown in jail. I would agree. I mean, if people are spreading false rumours, either positive or negative, then that's illegal. You're not allowed to do it. You know, so if this information is false, then you would expect people might get into a bit of trouble.
The Qantas share price dropped 7.4% yesterday. Does Glaucus pick up the margin and walk away, or is the approach on these sort of things to keep targeting, keep attacking?
You would normally think that most activist short sellers wouldn't be happy with a 7% return. No. I really don't know the specifics of that, so of TFS or Glaucus, but normally these people think they've identified a structural flaw and they're looking for much bigger falls than 7%, I would have thought.